from Winthrop, Maine, listening on EWTN. Thank you for your patience. What's your question, Ching?
Thank you for answering my question. My question is, Jesus is incarnation of God, but especially it's a incarnation of God the Son, right? And I'd like to know who else can incarnate except God the Son. Can God the Father incarnate? Can God the Holy Spirit incarnate? Can the angel incarnate?
great question.
And one thing is in Genesis, God who Abraham is negotiating with God for the two cities, and who is that incarnation of God the Son, or is that God the Father?
Very good question. So concerning your first question, is it true that only the Son could take upon a human nature? And just for our listeners' sake, Ching and Dave, it's important that you know we understand what does incarnation mean. The incarnation simply refers to that event when the second person of the Blessed Trinity, the Son, assumed to himself, took upon himself a full-blown human nature with a human intellect, a human will, a human body, human soul, etc. So that's what incarnation refers to. So the question is, could the Father or the Holy Spirit have taken upon themselves a human nature like the Son? Well, being that the Son did it, we know that there is nothing intrinsic to the relationship of the Father and the Son of the Holy Spirit within the divine life of the Trinity that would prohibit. It's my understanding that there's nothing intrinsic to the divine life that would prohibit the Father or the Holy Spirit from taking on a human nature like the Son did. If the second person could do it, well, then it would seem reasonable that the first person or the third person of the Trinity could do it as well. But it's important to note that they did not, right? We do not want to say that the Father or the Holy Spirit became man, but only the Son. So that's an important distinction to make. Now, concerning angels, I think you had mentioned angels, like can angels become incarnate? If my memory serves me correctly, you know, St. Thomas Aquinas talks about this in the Summa Theologica in various places, and he mentions how when angels appear in the Bible, it's not that they're merely appearing as an apparition or a vision, but that they actually appear with a physical body to where all people can see them objectively together, where they can be touched, they can be heard, etc. So from what I remember, St. Thomas Aquinas would talk about how angels take on real bodies, material bodies. But the question is, do they actually become incarnate in the sense of taking upon themselves a full-blown human nature to where we can say that's a human being, as we could say to the Son who took upon the human nature? And I think the answer is no there. So although they would take on physical bodies rather than just merely an apparition or a vision, we would not say they are incarnate in the sense of assuming to themselves a human nature to where you would have, you know, the angel, let's say Angel Gabriel, possessing in full a human nature like the Son possessed in full a human nature. And so that's concerning the incarnation. Now, getting to your question in the Old Testament, I think it's either Genesis 18 or 19 where Abraham encounters these three beings. And I don't remember the exact verses, but in the narrative, it speaks of Abraham referring to one of those three angels as Yahweh, right? As Lord, as God. And so you have an indication, sort of this pre-incarnation of God taking on visible form, taking upon a human body. But I don't think we can say that that would be an incarnation like it was for the Son taking upon a human nature in the womb of the Blessed Virgin. But we can say that in that case, you have God taking upon a visible form. You might even be able to go further and say taking upon a human body, but not assuming a human nature to himself like the Son did in the New Covenant. So I don't know if that gets at what you're asking, Ching. Hopefully that's helpful.
Ching, does that do it? Does that help?
Yes, thank you very much. It's very helpful.
Yeah. And you know, Dave, you know, it's one of those things that, you know, I can only talk about what I do know, but bow in humility for that which I don't know. So there's a certain distance that we can go in talking about this, but there are things that remain a mystery and that would remain in sort of the speculative realm of theology.
Yeah, no, I thought your answer was great. And what I love about the question is that it really shows that Ching is really reflecting on this rather than just saying, oh, yeah, Jesus became incarnate. And that's you can reflect on that forever. But to say, wow, I wonder if somebody else could. And I love that thought in question popped into her mind.